Today is the 19th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So, it's still cold. It's still cold, but apparently it's going to warm up. Over the weekend, we had the joy of snow. And if you live outside of the UK, when snow kind of hits the UK, everything kind of stops. But we thank God nonetheless. It's been a very bitter weekend. Very bitter weekend. So we are going to start the week warm. We are going to continue in our line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Romans 15:13. And it says this: May the Lord God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, great and mighty God, bless us with greater trust that you are nearby and long to help. Dear Father, bless and empower us to be the person you want us to be. Fill us with the Spirit so we may live our lives here more like Jesus lived his life here on earth. In the name of the Saviour, we pray. And so if you've been following Heart of Worship for a while, you know that Mondays are thankful Mondays. And so we kind of look back at the week and we look at the week ahead and we just thank God. We thank God for allowing us to see another week. And we thank God for bringing us through another week. And so, wherever you are right now, just begin to thank him. Begin to thank him for the joy, for the peace, for the snow, for the cold. But I just want you to thank him with all your heart today. Begin to thank him. Begin to lift your voice. And just say, even if you have nothing to say, just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for our marriages. Thank you, God, for our children. Thank you for our finances. Thank you for our homes, our family, our moms, our dads, brothers and sisters, our cousins, friends. For some of you that are getting married soon, we thank you, Father God, for a beautiful wedding day. For those that are mums or parents to be, thank you for the child that is on the way. And if there's anything that you're looking for or believing God for, just begin to thank God for it in advance. Father, we come to you on this day with grateful hearts. We praise your holy name. Bottom of our hearts, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your gift. We thank you for your son. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. Thank you for wiping away our tears. Thank you for turning our sorrow into joy. And thank you for turning our mourning into dancing. Too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me, and I have believed in a lie that you were unable to help me, but now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong, and in my eyes and with my song. Oh, when Abraham and Sarah were told that they were going to have a child and Sarah laughed, you know, the angel turned to Abraham and said, is there anything impossible for God? Thessalonians 5 verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. Makata The scripture doesn't say give thanks when you're happy, give thanks when you're up, give thanks when you're glad. The Bible says in everything we must give thanks. So even when you don't feel like it, and then those times are hard, even when you don't feel like giving thanks, the Bible says in everything give thanks. For me, last week was a difficult week for me. I felt like I couldn't give God everything. I felt like I couldn't worship God the way that I usually do because of my cold and because I was so ill. But I come through and I say, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, hey, you are highly exalted in everything, oh God, and there is nothing that you can't do.
Yeah.
Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified.
I dare you this week, I dare you this coming week, that no matter what you go through, that this will be your song. That you'll sing, oh Lord, be magnified.
Be magnified.
Psalm 116 verse 17 says, I will give you a thank offering. I will call on the Lord's name. I want you to call his name right now. Call his name.
call his name, call Makata Basa Katara Basendere Bushi, Mikete Busha Katara Basendere Busha, Brakatara Basekete Busha. Will you call his name? Just call his name, call his name, call his name, call his name. What do you need him to be for you right now? Do you need him to be your provider? Do you need him to be your restorer? Do you need him to be faithful? Do you need him to be a friend? Just call on the name of the Lord right now and give thanks to him. What has God been to you? What has God been to you? We serve an all-knowing, all-seeing God. Can you imagine somebody who knew you before you were born? Had already predestined your path and already knew that you were going to glorify him. God already knew that on this day, the 19th of March, that you would be here thanking God. Mandara baseke tere bosha katara baseke tere bosha mike te bosha katara ba bra katara basendere bosha kata yende de shandara ba baseke tere bo oh God yende re basa katara basendere boshi ketere bosha yende de shandara ba. We worship you, we glorify you, we join in with the angels, we join in with the angels and sing hallelujah, hallelujah, oh.
Yeah. Galatians 3:17 says, everything you do or say should be done to obey as a representative of in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in all you do, give thanks to God the Father through Jesus.
Your Majesty, Your Majesty, Your Majesty. Through the good times, through the bad times, You are royalty. And so I crown You,
yeah,
King of Kings.
So this morning I want us to make a declaration, this evening, this afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this. And our declaration of the day says, I declare and decree
that this is the year in which God has heard our cries for mercy and things are turning around. And this is based off the scripture, Psalm 116, verse 1 to 3, which says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. And so, Father, we bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within. We bless and praise your holy name. For you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross to pay the price for our sins and to endure so much suffering and humiliation just on our account. Thank you that in your love and mercy, the Lord Jesus took all the punishment for our sin and was subjected to no end of humiliation and reproach for love of those he came to save. And Lord, that includes us. How we praise and thank you for this greatest of all miracles of your grace. What a joy to know that in dying on the cross, he broke the power of sin and Satan, death and hell, and is seated on the right hand of the Father in heaven, awaiting that time when we will accomplish his earthly mission and return to set up his kingdom on earth, where Israel will become the head and not the tail of the nations, and all those that are part of the body will rule and reign with you until all your enemies are under his feet and Christ is all. Praise God for Jesus, and we thank you that he is our Savior and God. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. So thank you for joining us today. If this is the first time you are listening to Heart of Worship, we welcome you. We welcome you. And please, please, please do send me a message saying, today was my first day of listening. I would love to connect with you and stay connected with you. So have an amazing day. God bless you. Stay safe in this weather. Make sure you wrap up. And my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.